the side of Radharani. That is the highest conception of Krishna. When one cannot come below from that plane, he will see only Hari Hara, nothing else more. Hara Krishna, Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna, completely, perfectly installed in Madhura Rasa, Madhura Rasa, and the holding the highest position of that also, they cannot come out. If he comes out, only for the interest of that party. He can come anywhere and everywhere, but his interest is on the lock and the key there, on the behalf of the service of that quarter, he may come, he is there. He represents that place. Then Hara means Radha. Who can even snatch the attention of Krishna. Hari Haran. Haran. Haran meant to steal. To steal. One who can steal, the most expert in stealing, who can steal the mind of Krishna even. The Haran, the stealing, in its highest capacity is Radharani. And the Krishna, who can attract most in the absolute sense, they both represented there. They can't deviate from that consciousness. They go on, Hari Radha Krishna, Radha Shyam. Cannot think, cannot but think anything but that. That level he can't come down. From the interest of Radha Krishna, he cannot allow himself to be out. Hari Krishna. That is the position of our highest aspiration. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Hari Krishna.
Maharaj, Hara can, you said according to Adhikari, one is receiving.
That sort of meaning will awake in one's mind. It will be awakened. It is in the inner function, and it will be discovered by sadhana. The kavhar would be removed, and it will spontaneously come up from the core of our heart in the spiritual sense. He can't contain, he can't help in such a way the meaning would spring up from the fountain of our heart. He won't be able to abide. That is the root of the highest source of the meaning. Bhakti Mahasaya, Kamanajan, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. At the same time, I feel that I cannot express myself correctly, fully.
গিয়েছিলাম ব্যাংকক
রাস্তায় Maharaj, you were saying there would be, according to one's adhikari, there would be different conceptions.
Huh?
According to
adhikar.
Yes, there would be different conceptions.
Yes.
So, is that conception also there for Radharani?
Hmm?
Different conceptions of Radharani are also there?
Yes. Divas. Lalita Devi looks after the interest of Radharani more than that of Krishna. Vishakha almost neutral position. There are others who are more interested with Krishna's interest, and the highest section is like that. And from different section also different also. The conception of both always different. Difference is always Vedavid Achinta. Achinta Vedavid continuing all through. No two things is one same congruent. Vedavid, and that is Achinta. that should run all through everywhere. Distinctive, differentiating, always. Even Radharani, in Vrindavan, Radharani, outside, on Kurukshetra, different. Krishna also, in Dwaraka, in Mathura, on different mood, nature. But in comparative study, the highest conception we have to inquire and understand. Tatastha jagjayas sri harisadbhuttam. Everyone in his own position, he finds that this is the highest. I do not want more. But sometimes when there is any clash, then they come to realize under the painful necessity, they have to realize, no, his position is greater than that of mine. But not always, temporarily, to admit. So the tarotam, superior and inferior, in rasa, santa, dasya, sakka, vatsala, madhura. But the general conception, even of the Santa Rasa, that we hold the very happy, we hold happy position. Mm. The happiest position, I don't want another position. The Yamuna, Baluka, the trees, the creepers, the birds, we are pulled in our, they are all pulling their own position. They conceive like that. That is the assignment of Yoga Maya. By the will of Baladev and the Krishna. For the interest of the Gita. But Vedavid always. That is the absolute standpoint. Achinta. And it must not be harmonized within our brain. But some sort of a remote idea we can have. Hare Krishna. So whenever we shall venture to talk about those things, with very carefulness and respect, we shall drive that approach. And we must think we are going to deal with a living thing, not with a dead body that we are analyzing in the what is the anatomy?
Laboratory
that you are analyzing and being a subject, the object. higher analogy. Not with that spirit, but we are going to talk about our masters. Do not know whether I shall be taken in any time in future. But only because I have heard from a source which I respect most sincerely. Only I go to that. And what little test I can derive, I do. That is my wage. That is my majority wage.
Wage.
আমি কই আমি আপন ইচ্ছা হয় হাসি কাঁদি নাই আমি আপন ইচ্ছা হয় কৃষ্ণ নাম করায় নাচায় মরে করায় ক্রন্দন হাসি নাই আমি আপন ইচ্ছা হয় দ্যাট ইজ মানে যে কবিরাজ গোস্বামী কি বলছেন অনেক নাচিয়ে এখন মেড মি ড্যান্স লাইক এনিথিং নাও হি স্টপড ড্যান্সিং মাই ড্যান্সিং ইন্সপিরেশন নাও আই সি টাই টু নেসেসিটি দ্য এনভায়রনমেন্ট ইন দি ফর্ম অফ এনভায়রনমেন্ট থিংস কাম টু হাউস অ্যান্ড এক্সাইট অ্যান্ড takes something from us, exacting something. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Achinta kuluje bhava nastam tarke na jo jai. What is unthinkable, we are engaged. To talk about that, what is unthinkable, we are engaged to talk about that thing, unthinkable. Mukam karoti vacharam. When he is not qualified to speak anything through his mouth, but he is transformed into a bachal, means who speaks much.
Talkative.
A talkative.
Orator.
He is transformed into a talkative one.
Bachal, talkative.
His internal inspiration made a dumb talkative. মুখং করোতি বাজা পঙ্গুং লঙ্ঘয়তি এগিরি ওয়ান হু ক্যানট ওয়াক হি জাম্পস ওভার দি মাউন্টেন মেড টু জাম্প ওভার দি মাউন্টেন ঘরেতে গেলি যত কি বা তো দি সেন্ট্রাল এনার্জি in the form of grace, can do anything and everything. Mahaprabhu himself says, what I tell you, Sanatan, I do not know what is that thing. Only this much I feel that something is passing through me to you, and also feeling simultaneously that you are very fortunate to be recipient of that flow. Sanatana Krishna is such. Such Vaisu Vetti Navittiva. Whatever he wants to do, that is done. Sukhdev was the great exponent of Bhagavatam. But it is not found that he is in the highest position of Krishna Lila, what he is delivering through his mouth, through his tongue. So many high things have been transmitted through his tongue, but he may not have his stand in that plane. We don't find that Sukadev has got his permanent position in Radha Krishna Lila, in the Madhurjas, in a particular Sakhi or so. And also we find from Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Mahaprabhu asked Sivas Pandit, what type of devotee you think about Advaita, my Advaita, Nara, Sivas Pandit, like Pallada and the Shuka. Mahaprabhu was excited, what do you say? The Shuka and the Pallada, they are a child of the primary school, the student. You compare my Nara, my Advaita, who has got connection with the high lila of mind, only compared to Shuka and Advaita, Prahlad. But that what Sukadev has given to us through his mouth, that is unfathomable. He is delivering akunta vedasa. He is going on. If things are coming through him, flowing in a natural way, what he has got delivered through his nectar and tongue, that has no comparison in the world, ever, anywhere. But still he is considered in that way, from the general position of his previous consideration. Sukadev. Yagamo bhikkhu vishatam. After giving delivery to all these things, he went away along with the beggars to nowhere. He did not care to meet Vasudev, his guru, his father and guru, and his guru Narada, there in the meeting. He did not care for that. He chose to be unseen. He came from unseen and entered into again untraceable, solitary life. But there was his guru, Param Guru. He did not care. Hare Krishna. So he was selected as a machine, loudspeaker, something like that. Inspiration came only to help that Bhagavat is about Vedanta, about Gyan. The Gyanis, Yogis, that form the major portion of the audience. So Sukadev was necessary. Sukamantabhu, Sukamukhad, Amritabdhara, Sunjitam. To them, to the audience at large. And it was proved that Bhagavat is more than this non-divarian Sheshanist, the vicious body. Sukadev was necessary. Sukadev was necessary. That must come from him. Then those fellows will have some regard. Otherwise they won't care. We know all these things from Padma Purana. Brahma Vaivarta Puran. We have seen all those things. What is there more? Yeah. But when colored by the Brahma Jnana of Sukadev Goswami, it was delivered with rapt attention, they gave their hearing, ears to Bhagavatam. So Parinishchit Vinod Kunye Uttama Shloka Lila. Grihita Cheta Radharsi Akhanam Yata Dhita. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Chaitam.
So Sutadev Goswami also was Brahmavadi. Sutta. Yes, yeah, Sutta later.
Not so much.
Not so much.
He has no such position, a big position in the society. Only his father, he was entrusted by Vedavyas, Vyasdev, with the Puran section was given to his father. He read the Puranas and he was expert in the explanation of Purana, his father. But it is not found that he had any particular creed. He was included in any particular creed, other than the Vishaya, Pramagyan or Yoga or anything else, but Purana. But his special characteristic was a Sutidhar. Mm. Once heard, he could keep it in memory. Ugrasrava. Whatever he heard, he did not forget that. That was his qualification. He attentively heard, kept the whole thing within him, and again he swallowed, he vomited the whole thing there.
Maharaj, in Chaitanya Leela, who is Sukadeva Goswami in Chaitanya Leela?
The persons of the Parshadas had said Kaviraj Goswami, but he is of another type. Just as Arjuna, Ramananda is combined of Arjuna and Visakhasukhi, so Kaviraj Goswami is Kasturi Manjari there, and also Sukadev's work. Sukadev's speciality was the Rash and philosophy, ontology and poetry, of course spiritual, yes, combined. And in Kaviraj Goswami we find those two, ontology, tattva-vichar, philosophy, as well as poetry. The alankar, the kabbo, ras, both Chaitanyam. In Chaitanya Bhagavatam, ras may be there of some order, but no ontological aspect represented there about Chaitanya. The ontology as well as ras. That we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam. Rupa Goswami also we find a rush and a philosophy, poetry and a philosophy, ontology. Go. Nidai.
And Maharaj, in the different tikas, like Baladev Vidyabhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti, they are also representing a different.
Yes, little difference there. Baladev tending towards Madhya school, more connection with the Madhya school. Vishwanath Chakravarti, he of course in the Gauriya school. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has detected some anomaly in Vishwanath Chakravarti when he praised much the Mayavada Acharya of the author of Advaita Siddhi, that Madhusudan Saraswati. Outwardly he accepted Bhagavat, but in the conclusion, on the basis of Bhagavad, he wanted to prove Mayavad. So he is more dangerous and the greater enemy. But Chakravarti Thakur has mentioned his name with some respect, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur could not tolerate. He ultimately he is a Mayavadi. Jeev and Bhagavan, one and same. And outwardly he is enchanting so many devotees of lower order towards him. It is more dangerous. Vedasaya Nastikavad. So he should not be given any recognition. But Chakravarti Thakur has given some respect to that. Madhusudan Pad, Saraswati Pad. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He did not, perhaps he has left it for his predecessor and successors. That work for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to detect that fine point. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very keen in his analysis of the previous exponents. Tulsidas, Mirabai, they are rejected from Shuddha Bhakti school. But generally people think that they are devotee of the higher order. But it is not accepted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada. They want to ignore the whole Saraswati department and wants to connect themselves direct with Krishna, which is impossible. That is concoction. Cannot but be concoction. Ignoring the whole eternally existing Saraswati system, the whole system ignored. And they want to have direct connection with Krishna, which is impossible. So they are in Maya, misunderstanding, misconception there. That is maybe sattva-guna, not nirguna. Nirguna, who has got real shuddha-bhakti connection, there must be a week to the real fact that the hierarchy is there, the eternal sub-features of different rasas there, and there is the hierarchy, and he must have some position, location there, anywhere in that system. A system, but the whole system ignored by these fellows. That this cannot but be concoction. That is, all these feelings, dancing, etc., they are all baseless. Baseless. The ignorance, the non-recognition of the Sarup Shakti. And so it is fictitious, cannot but be fictitious.
Maharaj, where is Vishwanath Chakravarti giving recognition to this Madhusudan? Which place is it?
I don't remember. Some Bhagavad Gita was in his Tika, maybe.
There was
I found in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada, in Jaiva Dharma Chaitanya Sikha Mata Samhaya Parasa will be mentioned by Bhakti. Madhusudana Pad in his Gita Trika, in commentary and Gita or Bhagavatam Samhaya he has mentioned
Parasa. Some people in Vrindavan, they were saying that this Madhusudan, Saraswati was the same person as Vishwanath Chakravarti. No, they were saying it's exactly the same.
Never.
No.
Their words are there.
Yes.
And who can eye, who can read, who can understand the meaning, it cannot come from them. An ordinary imitationist Babadist, who are not concerned with the real thing, but a process of imitation only.
General people are mad from nearby and...
There was one Ramakrishna Babaji. He considered by all the Vajivasis in general that he is Siddha Mahatma. But only Prabhupada discarded him.
Yes.
then he had one disciple. I met both Ramakrishna Babaji also. And when I went to Khajirbon, Khaira, the place of Loknath Goswami's bhajan stall, Fakir Babu gave money and I constructed the bhajan kutir, for which one Babaji came to about Prabhupada in Radhakunda, that the bhajan kutir of Loknath Goswami Prabhu is ruined, and please reconstruct the same. And Prabhupada gave him hope. But Prabhupada departed in the meantime. Sakhi Babu reminded me that when the man in charge of bhajan kutir of Loknath Goswami from Khajirbon came to Prabhupada, Prabhupada gave consent to rebuild it. If you do, he asked me, I shall give you the money. I consented. I went there. And he constructed the building. And they put also a marble in the name of Chaitanya Sarasvatamat, and mentioning the name of Sakhi Babu, who supplied the money. That place, at that time, was under some direct disciple of Ramakrishna Babaji.
In Bangladesh?
Radha Raman.
Bangladesh? This place is in Bangladesh?
Yes, Maimonsingh. Hmm. His birthplace was Maimonsingh. He perhaps BSc passed or failed, I do not remember. Perhaps he could not pass BSc examination. But anyhow, he was a good scholar. And he had got variegated capacity. He could capture men by talking and such many qualities. That meant gentleman, that Ramesh Das Babaji, he was in Khaira, in that bhajan study, when I reconstructed the man. Then they are generally apathetic. We are red clad, Rakta Vasta Vaishnavi Purita Najuai. So we are red clad. They were reluctant to accept us amongst them. Mm-hmm. And we also did not care for them as the imitationist.
Yes.
Anyhow, the reconstruction of the room that bhajan kuti should be done, we are going on. Then I told him that we take this red cloth, the sannyasi varnasram, and to prove that Babaji, they are more than that. They first become sannyasi, and then he will may be promoted to the position of Babaji. He was highly satisfied. The Prabhupada or Guru Maharaj filling the gap. From any position, don't venture to accept the position of a Babaji. It is the position of the guru of the fourth varna, that is sannyasins. So Babaji we consider to be the position of the guru of the sannyasi. He was highly pleased. And at the same time I told him we do not consider the present imitationist, that they are holding the proper position. They are false hypocrites. Then he was infuriated. he told me, you are an atheist. Oh. Yes, so-called atheist we are, as regards the Babaji's position of the present Vrindavan area. Then I came out finishing the work. Then I heard from Krishnadas Babaji, he was there in Nandagram, that that gentleman, the Bhangi, the sweeper, a sweeper girl of very young age, used to come here to sweep up these things, and this Babaji, he used to help her with some cloth or this, that. And outwardly, he showed himself that he's a guru. He's his guru. He's the father and he's the daughter. And that way, outwardly, anyhow, that was the his propaganda.
Yeah.
His propaganda was that he's the father and that small girl is the his daughter, and he comes and sweeps the place of Goswami Lobnath Goswami's place. So I beg from some sheikh and other man cloth to her, or this to her, this to her. At last, that gentleman was caught red-handed there with that girl. Then he was forced to leave the place. But that gentleman, he could not tolerate that we are sannyasi, Babaji is our guru, higher rank, but at the same time we do not consider you to be worthy of that position. He was very much infuriated. But it was, then he left the place and went straight to Mathura, and he was an educated man. He began coaching students, a private tutor. He took the vocation of a private tutor, gave up begging as Babaji. He was such a position. And I am told that at that time he met Keshav Maharaj. He met Keshav Maharaj, and the same question arose, and Keshav Maharaj told him, whether you complain that we give sacred thread to anyone and everyone. Mm-hmm. That was their complaint. Anyone and everyone will come and Devi Gauriya Mata will confer sacred thread on them and the red cloth. Then Keshav Maharaj put a question to him, whether sacred thread is superior or the coping is superior. Whoever comes to them, they give coping and makes him Babaji. So Keshav Maharaj put this question. We are lavishly giving the sacred thread to anyone and everyone. We admit that. And you give coping to anyone and everyone without much consideration. So what is the superior? Then he cannot but say the coping is superior than sacred thread. He is compelled to say that. Then we give sacred thread that is of inferior quality to anyone and everyone lavishly, and you give that higher symptom, that is coping, to anyone and everyone. And who did greater wrong to the society? He could not say anything.
Trapped. He was trapped.
Coping, we consider coping to be the higher. What Sanatana Mahaprabhu gave to Sanatana Goswami, that is the highest thing anyone should venture to take that garb. But first become Brahmin, acquire the qualification of a Brahmin. That you come really to give your importance to the Chetan, to the consciousness. Then in the higher, more high position, he will get exclusive remembrance of Radha Govinda, that is the highest thing. The coping is only for that form of life. And for ordinary The spirit is above matter. First, accustom yourself to think like that. The spirit's importance is always above that of matter. Come to this stage. Consolidate your position there. And from that position, you try to go up in the highest position of spiritual conception. Without omitting this, then there will be imitations, the material things you will mistake as spiritual. That means to imitate. That is the highest position of the spiritual, not material. Are you, our smearing mud on the body and say that it is nectar, that we can't admit. It is a wholesale false forgery. Bhamanānaṁ śāstribhu śattva-jājibhi śattva-jājī śāstribhu sarva-vedānta-pārava. Sarva-vedānta-vit kocchya viṣṇu-bhakta-viśiṣyate. Viṣṇu-bhakta-śāstribhu ekānta-ku-viśiṣyate. The steps we have to cross consciously. These are the steps on the way. And from here, and you are dreaming of that thing, and think you are of Siddha-mahatma. We hate it. You are blasphemy. You are all blasphemy to Mahaprabhu and his sampradaya. Kalanka. What's the time?
10 o'clock, ma'am.
10 to 10. Yes. Take off. Gold hari bol, gold hari bol, gold hari bol, gold hari bol.
I was staying in Vrindavan, and it was like desert, because there's no satsanga. In Vrindavan, I could find no satsanga.
Yes, Prabhupada told once that I came to Vrindavan in this way, he pushed his forehead. I came to Vrindavan, such a great place. My head, I could not see one Vaishnava here. I could not find a single Vaishnava here. It is my spot. In this way, he struck his forehead.
Guru Maharaj.
Yesterday, the bus must have come to Mayapur. Saturday,
yes.
Bus trip.
Mm-hmm.
I thought some may come here from there.
Mm-hmm.
Calcutta, Mayapur, bus trip.
Yes.
With the bus trip must have come. And this morning I expected anyone may come here.
Mm-hmm.
But none come. Gold hari bol, gold hari bol, gold hari bol.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrata Jai.